With SRN News, I'm John Scott. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said the UK will recognize a Palestinian state in September. That's unless Israel takes substantive steps to end the situation in Gaza, as well as meeting other conditions. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports there are new moves by Israel after mounting international pressure on starvation in Gaza.
Israel has announced new steps aimed at bringing more food into the Gaza Strip. Israel announced these measures over the weekend after an international uproar over images of emaciated children coming out of Gaza. Health officials there say that dozens of people have died in recent weeks as a result of hunger and malnutrition. In response, the Israeli military has announced a series of steps. It says it is going to pause its military offensive in Gaza for a few hours a day. It also has opened what it says are special humanitarian corridors.
President Trump has raised pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu over the hunger crisis in Gaza. The man who killed four people in a Manhattan office building and then killed himself left a rambling note found on his body that suggested he had a grievance against the NFL over a claim that he suffered from a brain disease linked to contact sports. Shane Tamora of Las Vegas never played in the NFL. It's another day of oppressive summer heat in the southeastern United States.
National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullenix says extreme heat warnings are in effect for several cities.
Along the lower Mississippi Valley, so places that would include from New Orleans on north, even as far north as St. Louis. But we also have extreme heat warnings in parts of Georgia, down through northern Florida.
Mullenix says in some areas not used to the extreme heat, the temperatures today could challenge the all-time record high.
That's Mike Hempen. This is SRN News. Sight and Sound Theaters is a family-owned entertainment organization which produces live Broadway-caliber theater productions focusing on Scripture. With theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Branson, Missouri, their biblical productions draw sellout audiences night after night. We asked Katie Miller, whose family founded Sight and Sound back in 1976, why she thinks family-friendly biblical productions are so popular in today's chaotic society.
Hope hungry world. And all of these stories point to the true hope that is in Jesus. And I think people are so hungry for that. You know, we love when we hear stories of people saying, you know, my husband won't go to church with me, but he'll come to Sight and Sound. And the conversations we have after the shows are so meaningful. You know, there's a reason that Jesus told stories. That's how he taught. He didn't come and teach theology. He told stories.
More information is available at sightsound.com. This is SRN News. A House Republicans bill would strip former President Kennedy's name from the Washington Institution created in the 35th Commander-in-Chief's honor and instead have it known as the Trump Center for the Performing Arts.
The bill, recently introduced by Missouri Republican Bob Onder, aims to designate the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts as the Donald J. Trump Center for the Performing Arts. Onder called Trump a patron of the arts and a staple of the pop culture landscape, dubbing the bill the Make Entertainment Great Again Act, a play on Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign slogan. Onder said, quote, "I cannot think of a more ubiquitous symbol of American exceptionalism in the arts, entertainment, and popular culture at large than President Trump." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Suspect Bradford Gill has now been charged with terrorism and attempted murder. Gill is accused of stabbing 11 people at the Traverse City Walmart. It happened last weekend. More details at srnnews.com.